So Jim, one number one of 2024, five senior debuts, 10 different scores, Michael Langan, Kevin McGettigan, Oisin Gallon got your goals, 11 subs were used in the game. How valuable a workout was that for you tonight?
A great Oisin, really good. You know, I suppose coming into the game, we knew that Armagh were going to be really young, and you know, our number one criteria then was to just get as many minutes as possible into as many players' legs as possible, and we're happy that we managed to do that.
Yeah. You said to Brendan Devaney in the interview after the friendly game up in Roscommon that what you wanted the players to focus on, particularly in the second half, was the running game and the transition.
Yeah.
Did you see further improvement in that tonight?
I thought we were better in Omagh. Thought we were better in Ballyshannon, to be honest with you. I think, you know, the pitch maybe didn't help us tonight. It was a wee bit softer. Ballyshannon was very firm, and I thought that our handling was better in Ballyshannon. I think the running game was quite good tonight, but there was a lot of balls to feet as well. There was maybe 7 or 8 attacks there in the second half where we just missed the final pass, Oisin, you know, so that'll definitely be an area that we'll be looking to tidy up on in terms of the game against Tyrone on Sunday. I thought Oisin, when he went in there, gave us a real good focal point inside and led the line very well in there, and that brought other players into the game as well, so that was another positive. And then we had some young players making their debut the night that done really well as well, you know.
Kevin was very good.
You know, Finbar was very good. Kieran Moore, you know, Sennon. So there's a lot of lads there, you know, that it's a big night for them. That's a night they'll always remember, I'm sure, you know. And and so for now, you know, we just want to go back and we'll have a look at the video and get ready for training probably on Friday night and pull everybody together and have a good go at it on Sunday.
Yeah, well listen, as the players settled into the way that you've wanted them over the last couple of weeks and what you've been giving them to do?
I think so, but I think at this sort of stage of the season, Oisin, it's building blocks.
Yeah.
You know, we're definitely not, you know, I would say 50% or 60% of where we want to be in terms of the game plan. I think they have a really good idea of what we want to do, but I think, you know, in terms of the execution of that and the consistency, that isn't there yet, you know, and we're fine-tuning and tweaking things all the time, and I think that'll continue, not just through the Mechanic Cup, but I would imagine through the National League as well. And as I said earlier to the other lads there, we also have to find a way to continue to develop as many players as possible, to have the biggest squad possible, you know, to have as many players available to us as possible, you know.
How many more will you have available in the coming weeks that wasn't there tonight? Obviously there's the likes of Owen Ban and Geller wasn't in there the night, Niall O'Donnell wasn't there tonight. Just thinking of Hugh McFadden,
Hughie's maybe a wee bit longer term, Conor Donald's a wee bit longer term, Keelan McColgan is a wee bit longer term, and then obviously we have 3 or 4 fellas that are unwell as well, Mark Curran and Ronan Frayne and Luke McGlynn, and there's one other there as well. That's
nearly another full team, Jim.
I know, there's a lot of bodies there. Yeah. There's a lot of bodies there, you know, so I think that's always the case at this time of year, though, Oisin. You know, there's always a lot of sickness and flu doing the rounds, and then soft tissue injuries because of the training and the surfaces. And so you're trying to marry all those things together and still, you know, get a team that's hopefully going to gel a wee bit, you know.
Yeah. Just finally then, it'll be a different opposition at the weekend. Tyrone will be a much tighter affair, do you think?
No, it absolutely will, you know, and we're looking forward to that. You know, we definitely are. It'll be a different challenge and they'll ask different questions and really good players and stuff, you know. And so, yeah, we'll have to be ready for that and trying to match that. And again, as I said earlier, at the same time finding a way to get as many players into the game as possible as well, to keep
and
on
saying
stressed.
That you would like more games as well to get the competition, you would like maybe a semi-final or a final, would you?
If it happens, it happens, yeah. You know what I mean, and if it doesn't happen, then sure, listen, we'll find alternative games, you know, and we'll keep our own training pushing on and moving forward, and we have a plan for that, you know, in the background anyway. And 3 weeks on Sunday, Cork will be here in Balbuffet, you know, so it won't be long flying in.
Okay.